In this new emerging landscape, the pursuit of personal aspirations has given rise to this surge in small businesses and side hustles. Whether driven by passion, necessity, or a combination of both, individuals are increasingly venturing into these realms. However, the path to success is a delicate dance between reinvesting profits back into the business and maintaining one's personal financial stability. In this episode, I wanted to explore the intricate balance needed between these two crucial concepts and explore strategies on how to find the right balance. If you run a side hustle or a small business, you're going to want to listen to this one. I'm Amy Bajada, CPA by trade, not in nature, now financial coach to businesses globally. The Boring Shit You Need to Know in Business podcast was created with business owners and aspiring business owners in mind. It's a way to bring you simple yet effective business strategies, explore the art of being in business, and challenge the notion that our financial numbers are boring. If you're looking to improve your profitability, increase your cash, and grow your business, you're in the right place. Join me and other business owners as we discuss the boring shit you need to know in business. Side hustles and small businesses are the fabric of the entrepreneurial space right now. With over 97% of all Australian businesses being small businesses. However, the rise of failures of these businesses are alarming. That's why this topic is near and dear to my heart. You see, I've seen one too many small business owners continue to take from their personal savings, draining those accounts in the hope to get their passion project off the ground and confirm it as a viable business. But I'm here to tell you, this isn't the way to do it. Whilst we can convince ourselves that starting or even running a business is expensive, if you are continually having to dip into your savings account well beyond what you may have originally planned to invest in your business, something is wrong. This information is imperative to know, and it tells you all you need to learn when it comes to your business. So please don't ignore it. But what does this have to do with this episode topic? Well, I'm glad you asked. Understanding more about how to reinvest profit, how much of it should be reinvested, and when it's time to stop dipping into your savings accounts to top up your business is an important topic if you want to really make a go of this and potentially build your side hustle or small business into something more self-funding and profitable. Therefore, the best way to start this conversation, my friend, is to tackle the topic of reinvestment when talking about small businesses. And what we're going to do is we're going to start with, what is it? Reinvestment, when it comes to running a small business, means to strategically assign a portion of your profits that are generated by the business back into the business, into its operations, development, and the expansion. This practice is a fundamental driver of growth and sustainability, as it empowers business owners like yourself to continually enhance your offerings, improve operational efficiencies, and of course, explore new avenues for success. At its core, reinvestment is a forward-thinking approach that acknowledges the evolving nature of your business. Instead of solely relying on external funding sources, yes, I'm including your own personal savings accounts in that, small business owners can commit a proportion of the business earnings to actually fuel this internal progress. This process is very much like nurturing a garden. The more you tend to the garden and invest in the equipment and the time to make it grow, the more likely the garden is to flourish. The act of reinvestment itself can take on various forms within a small business context. It could potentially involve upgrading equipment that you have or technology to streamline processes, thereby increasing things like productivity and potentially reducing costs. Alternatively, Reinvestment could encompass things like research and development efforts aimed at refining your existing products or creating innovative solutions that cater to your consumers' changing needs. But moreover, businesses might choose to allocate resources towards things like marketing initiatives that increase their brand visibility and attract a wider audience. Reinvestment holds profound implications for the long-term success of small businesses and side hustles. By injecting profits back into the business, business owners effectively create this cycle of growth. As the business expands, it generates more revenue. When it generates more revenue, it can be reinvested once again. This cycle perpetuates this ongoing enhancement of your products, services, consumer experiences, etc. What it does is it then enables you to remain competitive in a dynamic market. However, the process of reinvestment isn't without its challenges and, of course, its considerations. One of the primary factors to navigate in this delicate balance that we're talking about between reinvesting in the business and maintaining this personal financial stability, yes, my friend, I'm talking about that personal savings account again. Business owners must resist the desire to sink all available funds that they have into the business without safeguarding their own financial well-being. This is where good financial planning comes into play. In order to strike this balance, you need to, as a business owner, establish clear financial goals and boundaries for both the business and the personal side of things. By defining specific objectives, you have the opportunity to allocate funds purposefully and ensure that this reinvestment that you're doing doesn't hinder on your personal financial security. Gradual reinvestment is certainly a recommended approach. So by setting aside a portion of profits for business growth, you reserve a portion for personal needs, and then business owners can continue to develop your business without compromising your livelihood. Furthermore, I want to say that maintaining a robust emergency fund becomes paramount. Having a separate account for personal and business finances can certainly prevent that blurred line and aid in responsible financial management. Of course, there's regular budgeting and expense tracking can help as business owners gain this comprehensive view of their financial inflows and outflows, because it'll allow you to facilitate these informed decisions that I keep banging on about, but this time, informed decisions regarding reinvestment and personal expenditures. The thing is, reinvesting profits into a small business or side hustle is vital for its growth and sustainability. And such reinvestment allows business owners to expand their offerings, improve products and service quality, enhance customer experiences, and explore those new markets. Consistent reinvestment can bolster a business's competitive edge, it can foster innovation, and facilitate development of a stronger brand presence. Now, in addition to these tangible benefits, reinvestment also signals commitment and dedication to the venture. Your stakeholders, whether they be customers, employees, or investors, are more likely to engage with and support a business that continually evolves and improves. This infusion of resources showcases a forward-looking mindset that can inspire confidence and, of course, those long-term relationships. Now, whilst I think the merits of reinvestment are very clear, it is equally important to maintain one's personal financial stability. Personal financial stability encompasses this range of aspects, and it's different to every single one of us. But at its core, it would include things like managing your day-to-day living expenses, savings for emergencies, investing for your personal future, and repaying any existing debts that you have. Neglecting your personal finances and just pouring money into a side hustle or a business can lead to stress, diminished quality of life, and even jeopardize the success of the business itself in the long run. So I know you're here for action. So how can we find a balance with this? I think you should start by setting clear financial goals. To strike the right balance, business owners must establish what their clear financial goals are, both for their business and their personal life. These goals are going to serve as that roadmap that will guide those decisions related to whether it be reinvestment or your personal spending. Setting specific targets ensures that resources, monetary and otherwise, are allocated purposefully, and both the business and your personal finances are progressing in tandem. Next up, I want you to consider the concept of this gradual reinvestment. Rather than funneling all profits back into the business, consider a gradual approach to reinvestment. Allocate a percentage, perhaps, of the earnings for business growth while ensuring that a portion is retained for your personal financial needs. This approach allows your business to grow steadily without compromising your personal stability. Very important. There's the emergency fund, right? It's a way that you can find the balance. Building an emergency fund is a critical step in maintaining personal financial stability. Having a safety net of savings ensures that any unforeseen expenses or fluctuations in your business performance do not derail your personal financial goals. Separating business and personal finances through different accounts certainly can help prevent this confusion and overspending. Of course, I'm going to say it. One way to find the balance is through budgeting and monitoring. Implementing a robust budgeting practice for both the business and your personal life is essential. We all know a budget provides a clear overview of your income and expenses, but it also enables you to make informed decisions about where to allocate your funds. And of course, regularly tracking your expenditures can identify areas of potential overspending in both areas and highlight opportunities for cost reduction. Finally, I just want to say that you could always diversify revenue streams. Instead of solely relying on profits of the side hustle or your small business, you potentially could consider diversifying where you're getting your income from. That type of diversification could include things like investment, passive income streams that you could build into your side hustle, or even multiple side ventures. Having varied income sources can mitigate the risks associated with relying solely on one endeavor itself. So here's the thing. Finding the balance between reinvesting profits into a business and maintaining personal financial stability is a challenge that demands careful consideration and strategic planning. Whilst reinvestment can fuel growth and innovation, ensuring that personal financial stability safeguards against potential pitfalls and allows you as business owners to weather uncertainty. By setting clear goals, practicing gradual reinvestment, building emergency funds, budgeting effectively, diversifying revenue streams, and of course, seeking professional advice, business owners can navigate this balance successfully. Ultimately, it is through this integration of these two principles that individuals can foster both the growth of their ventures and the security of their own financial well-being. My friend, I hope you found something in that for you, and I hope it helps. So go forth and separate the two, but have a balance in both. But whatever you choose to do today, I hope you make it count. To learn more about the boring shit you need to know in business, head to my website, www.amybajada.com.au/podcast, where you will find all my latest and greatest podcast episodes for you to enjoy. To be notified of new podcast episodes when they become available, be sure to hit that notification where you're listening to this podcast. Stay well, my friend.